Well, how have you been since the closure? Because I read about it a few weeks ago.
I've been pretty good considering everything. I mean, it's quite a big decision, obviously, and not something which just came out of the blue. It's been something that probably has been, on my mind and maybe thought about for, probably even before COVID. It's sort of coming to the end of a 10-year lease there and working out what direction to go in and how to move forward. And then COVID sort of hit and then really changed, I guess, everybody's life. So it's sort of in a way, in a strange way, almost sort of softened the blow, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. How did you find the response to the closure from all of the people in the communities involved with Freedas and Down Under Space over the years? Were you surprised?
I was definitely surprised. It's been pretty overwhelming. I think you kind of have an idea that you're doing something that's positive when you're running a space like Freedas, and I think it's always been a space that's tried to be as open to as many people as possible. But I think just the depth of feedback that we've received and just the amount is kind of a bit overwhelming. And really, obviously, really touching as well. Obviously, all the comments that people have made, I've got a lot of sort of, long form thank yous from people, really sort of deep, emotional thank yous. And it sort of really drives home, I guess, what it meant to people. And it certainly meant a lot to me as well. So it's been amazing.
And there are a few different working parts to Freedas as well. And it's been, like you said, nearly 10 years. Has the Freedas that someone like myself recognizes or like remembers Freedas as today, how has that changed compared to about 10 years ago?
It's changed a lot. I think that, I mean, when I began working on Freedas, my really only experience in terms of nightlife activity was hosting a party at Good God when Good God was around. I did a party called Jingle Jangle for 3 or 4 years, and I've been working in architecture and finishing a degree in architecture, and decided when the small bars, changes came through from the City of Sydney that, why not? I'll open a bar. And I think starting that process, and at the time it was sort of operating differently. I was working with different people in the beginning, and it was sort of a different style of bar. And then over time, as I took the bar over and then sort of transformed it into more of, I guess, a cultural and event space and a music-driven space, to get to where Freedas was now, it's been actually like a really long and slow process with lots of, applications and changes and lots of headaches and also some really amazing successes along the way. So,
and the thing with Freedas as well is that it's not just a bar, it's a live space for music and creative expression. But I feel like this particular space is quite different to traditional live entertainment venues in that there is a huge sense of support and culture for emerging artists and people looking to experiment a little bit differently. Do you have any particular favorite moments over the past couple of years that have been significant for you?
I mean, there's been a lot of favorite moments. I think that, it's really hard to pick even a few because there's been so many. I think what's been really rewarding, I think you talked a little bit just about the sort of creativity and I guess the experimental nature of the space, it being for people performing for the first time. Gauchy performed a show last night. They performed their first show at Frieda's, and sort of seeing probably a transition from playing a first live set to what they were doing last night with incredible visuals and a great set and a performance, and sort of seeing, that journey that they've taken is really rewarding. I think just for me, the nights that have been the most special are the ones that almost kind of take there's a word for it, but it's like it's a total experiential thing. So, incorporating live music and art and projections, and performance, and when those things have tied in together. And I think there are definitely some shows around the Vivid period when we had a bit of extra budget come in, where we could really kind of push things along, and working with some of the really good promoters in Sydney in a more of a, I guess, a professional space as opposed to like a warehouse space or a house party environment,
totally.
Which is unfortunately all that a lot of people have to work with, and just seeing how far we can push things. And that's been a really great experience.
And also that idea of accessibility for people who maybe have only performed a couple of times, but then on the same note, you'll have these artists like Peanut Butter Wolf or like huge international artists. So I feel like it's almost a great leveler that says, look, we're just a space that hosts and curates things of all different scales and gives everyone almost the same treatment, which for me, whenever I've gone and visited and had a night out there, it feels like everyone is getting a good time no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's always been part of the mantra for the space is that I guess, you know, I view everyone the same. And I think if people are starting out, you know, the Peanut Butter Wolf or the you know, established international DJs we've had, I mean, they've all started off, you know, where everyone else is starting off from. So it's about creating an environment where people feel like they're around peers, not sort of, you know, looking up or down on people, and just trying to sort of foster a community of art and music that I think has unfortunately been lost a little bit in Sydney. It is part of our history, and it is something which, you know, I grew up with, but in the last 10 years has really diminished. And I think Frida's definitely played a role to be able to bridge that gap between some established artists and first-time artists, and seeing when people would work together and have that experience of working with somebody, you know, or supporting somebody who was an international, for example. I think that just makes people realize that they can get to that level as well.